This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Snowfall and rain in high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces affect normal life. No casualties or major damage reported after 6.1 magnitude earthquake in Sindhubalchok early this morning. Some houses in eastern districts experienced minor damage. Health Minister Pradeep Poddar stresses increasing investment to seek long-term solution to challenges facing health sector, and more than 40 people missing after avalanche in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Now the news in detail. Snowfall and rain in the mountainous and high hilly regions of Sudurpashchim, Karnali and Gandaki provinces have disrupted daily life. Since yesterday, snowfall has been reported in the highlands of districts like Bajang, Bajura and Acham in Sudurpashchim, bringing colder temperatures to the area. The Baglung section of the Mid-Hill Highway has been blocked since this morning due to heavy rain and snowfall. The Nishikhola East Rukum section in particular is impassable because of thick snow. In Patihalne, Nishikhola Rural Municipality 6, up to 1.5 feet of snow has been accumulated. Surya Bahadur Khati Magar, chairman of Nishikhola Rural Municipality, confirmed that vehicles travelling to and from East Rukum, West Rukum, Jazarkot, Dolpa and other areas have been halted due to the road blockage. Heavy snowfall has also affected the upper part of Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve, and the cold weather is causing disruptions in several areas of Mugu. However, farmers are optimistic as the snow and rain near the end of February are expected to boost crop production. This comes after a dry winter season with no rainfall in the region. Farmers are relieved and happy to see the long-awaited snow and rain after a prolonged dry spell. There have been no reports of casualties and or major damage following a 6.1 magnitude earthquake that struck early this morning. The epicenter was located at Bhairabkunda in Sindhubalchok district. Nepal police spokesperson Dinesh Kumar Acharya confirmed that some houses in eastern districts experienced minor damage. According to the National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, the earthquake hit at 2:51 a.m. with tremors felt in Kathmandu and surrounding areas, as well as in the eastern and southern districts of Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed hope that the third Nepal-Japan Friendship Summit 2025 will further strengthen the bilateral relations between the two countries. During a meeting with the Japanese delegation currently in Kathmandu for the summit and Nepali coordinators held at Balwata today, the Prime Minister noted that government-to-government and people-to-people ties between Nepal and Japan are expanding, including in the areas of trade and commerce. He emphasized the need to elevate the relations to new heights, particularly through the use of information technology. The Prime Minister also praised Japan for demonstrating that war leads to destruction while peace brings development, and expressed his wish for global peace. The summit, held from February 26th to 28th, was jointly organized by Lead X Nepal under Idea Studio Nepal and the Fourth Valley Concierge Corporation. Health Minister Pradeep Poddar has stressed the need for increasing investment to seek a long-term solution to the challenges facing the health sector. Speaking at a discussion on people's access to health services during the ongoing 12th Nepal Literature Festival in Pokhara, Health Minister Poddar highlighted that Nepal has fewer hospitals and healthcare professionals compared to its population. He viewed that 30% of the national budget should be allocated to the health sector to ensure better access to health care for citizens. The health minister also pointed out the need to make the health insurance program more systematic by addressing existing issues. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said that her week-long visit to Geneva remained successful and fruitful. After returning home today, with the completion of her visit to Geneva, Minister Dr. Rana said Nepal requested to support all member states of the United Nations in its candidacy for the membership of the Human Rights Council for the period 2027 to 2029, the Economic and Social Council for the period 2029 to 2031, and the Security Council for the period 2037 to 2038. During the meeting, Minister Dr. Rana met with the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Tuck, and informed him about the situation of human rights and transitional justice in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajile Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Sherpa community across Nepal celebrated Gyalpo Losar today, marking their new year. The festival, observed on Sukla Pratipada in Nepali month of Phagun, is widely celebrated by the Sherpa people, mainly in the mountainous regions of Nepal. On this special day, Sherpas clean their homes, villages, and water resources and raise new prayer flags on the rooftops of their houses. In honor of the Gyalpo Losar festival, the government declared a public holiday today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. More than 40 construction workers are trapped under the snow due to an avalanche in Indian state of Uttarakhand. The avalanche initially trapped 57 workers who were clearing out snow from the camp. Al Jazeera cited Ridhim Agrawal, an official from the state's disaster relief force, as saying 15 of them were rescued while 42 are still missing. Blizzard-like conditions caused the avalanche on Friday at a camp near the mountain village of Mana in the Indian state of Uttarakhand. The BBC cited police spokesperson IG Nilesh Ananda Bharne as saying as many as 47 workers engaged in road construction got trapped under huge blocks of snow as a massive avalanche hit Uttarakhand's Chamoli district on Friday. The avalanche hit a camp of Border Roads Organization, BRO, in Mana in Uttarakhand, which shares a border with China's autonomous region, Tibet. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump are meeting on Friday at the White House. According to the BBC, a ceremony will mark the meeting of the two world leaders in the lobby of the West Wing. The pair are due to discuss and potentially sign a minerals deal which would give the U.S. access to rare Ukrainian minerals. Terms of the deal have been agreed, but Zelensky is pushing for Ukrainian security guarantees to be added. Trump and Zelensky will continue their discussions with short statements expected to be made from both world leaders in the Oval Office. The meeting this afternoon comes a day after Trump hosted UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light rainfall along with thunder and lightning in the hilly region of the country. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light snowfall at a few places in the mountainous region of the country. Tarai region of Koshi, Mades and Bagmati provinces will witness partly to generally cloudy weather, while there are chances of light snowfall to moderate rainfall at a few places in the Tarai region of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. snowfall and rain in high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces affect normal life. No casualties or major damage reported after 6.1 magnitude earthquake in Sindhupalchuk early this morning. Some houses in the eastern districts experienced minor damage. Health Minister Pradeep Patil stresses increasing investment to seek long-term solution to challenges facing health sector and more than 40 people missing after avalanche in Indian state of Uttarakhand. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. You can also listen to our bulletin at www.radionepalonline.com. Have a good night.